is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show where we talk TV, where we talk Gotham. Yes, tonight we're going to be talking about Spirit of the Goat that actually aired on Monday on Fox. It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. That is my blog. I also host with the lovely ladies of the VRO, of course, thevro.com. Normally I do the show with my girl, Amy McCracken, but she is not here tonight because, I'll tell the truth, I was going to think of something really good and talk gossip about her, but her and some of the ladies are going to be heading over to Icon over in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a big old convention for the Vampire Diaries and the originals. So they're going to have lots of fun this weekend over there. So that's why she was trying to be on the show, but she couldn't get on it. So I'm going to do it by myself. So I'm going to talk about some of my favorite parts, some of the questions I have for you guys out there, the fans and everything else. If you're listening to this pre-recorded, you're missing the live show. We do this. So this is live right now. So I've got my notes ready right here. Right there. I got my shout outs. I want to send big shout outs to Gotham Addicts out there. They have a group. So if you're a fan of Gotham people, you need to check out Gotham Addicts on Twitter. And there's a little group link on there, and you can join the group. Also, shout outs going out to Mary G. Vale. Also to Narat Anope. TV Tag Gotham. What's up, y'all? Underscore Victor. And that's VICCTOORR underscore. So it's Victor. Also, shout outs going out to Yayatsiski. I don't know if I met. I think I'm Yay Yat. Ski. Did I do that right? I'm sorry if I messed that up. Also, thanks, Adam, THX Adam, writer underscore 434. Also, shout outs going out to Bloodfire Inc., Andy, A-N-D-I-E, 910, and of course, the last but not least, Mandy Mad 241. So they're fans of Gotham. They retweet, they favor. So kudos to you guys because, you know, we all have to stick together. I'm just a fan of the show. And that is why I'm doing this. I do have the chat room open if you're listening right now to the live show. The chat room is open. If you're listening on your mobile device, rumor has it you can't join the chat room if you're on your cell phone. But if you're on the computer, underneath the player, if you scroll down a little bit, there's a chat room there. All you have to do on the very top is sign in through your social media, be it Facebook or Twitter. And then, bam, you can join the conversation. I think if if you join, you don't sign in, and I type something to you, you can see what I type to you. But if you type back to me, I don't know what's going on. So, yeah, so you want to do that so you can join the conversation. So let's jump into this episode, Spirit of the Goat. I'm just going to be honest with you. I really like this episode. And I was talking to one of the guys on Twitter right now, and I told him that I really enjoyed the episode. But I also enjoyed the little mini stories within this episode. You know, the cool thing about it was for me is that the Spirit of the Goat didn't over when it's kind of like when it overbear, not bear. You know what I'm talking about? Like it over, you know, like it just it totally covers up everything. I don't know what word I'm looking for, but you know what I'm talking about out there. I know you do. And the little stories didn't get lost within the Spirit of the Goat. So it really gelled really good for me. So I didn't get lost, and I was like, ooh, give me more Gotham. But I definitely liked the whole story of this guy that was a goat. And you know what? I didn't even notice the horns, people. And last episode, I swear to God, I think I saw something online where someone said the Scarecrow. And I was like, is it the Scarecrow? Is it the Scarecrow on Gotham? It was goat, and I was totally way off, and so I apologize. I just got excited, but this goat dude is going around killing people, and he's killing the rich kids of Gotham, and I'm just going to get to the ending of that part where Bullock busts the hypnotist, the doctor, at the end. I thought that was really cool, and I'm going to be honest with you guys out there, okay? The Gotham writers out there, you got me. I don't know if they got you guys out there, but for me, I didn't even see that coming. Now, I remember seeing the Mr. whatever his name is squeezing his hand, and I'm like, okay, either he's in on it or somehow. And then, of course, when you see the guy in the interrogation room and he starts squeezing his hand and he snaps out of it, I was like, wait, what's going on? So at first I thought, is the goat spirit, it's like, is he possessed? That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that something goes in there and it left and it went with Gordon. I was like, oh, crap, what's going on? But actually, it's the hypnotist. So kudos, yay, to the writers, because I did not see that coming. So that was cool. I like watching a show where I can't figure it out or it's not obvious. Now, I know Miss Amy McCracken, if she was here, she'd probably be like, I knew it was the whole time because that's how I am. And then I read things and I read spoilers. I don't read spoilers. I don't like to watch stuff. I like to take it as it comes. And so that was cool. So I'm going to scratch that off there because I'm glad we talked about that. One of my favorite parts in this episode, holy shnikey balls, can we just talk to about the ending of this episode? Okay, now let's talk about Barbara, okay? And let's talk about Monty, okay? Now, okay, first of all, let's start off with Monty. Monty, I don't even know what the black dude's name is. Her little sidekick, her little partner. I'm not a fan of these two people. Like, they're annoying to me. Okay, and I want Monty, and I want the deputy detective guy from the what are they called, the MCU, to die already. Okay, when I don't like a character in a show, take him out. Somebody, some Don, somebody take him out. But I'm not feeling Monty. I haven't felt her since episode one. She's a stalker creeper, and something is up with her, and so she needs to go away because I don't like her. But I definitely in the beginning of the episode, I was like, what? What are they doing? And then they found that witness, and they're like, oh, the guy's like, yes, not a guy with arrows, stone cold, and killed the guy. And I was like, oh, you bum, why did you say anything? So I was wondering how and when they were going to do this and get, and Gordon. And I was waiting for it because I was like, when's this warrant coming? Because, you know, we see Barbara go to the police station and try to talk to that chick. Monty, and Monty's like, oh, we got a warrant, and we're going to take her, and blah, 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 and don't come here anymore. After Monty came over to her apartment and even tried to kiss her, hello, I'm telling you, I can't take it. And then Barbara is another one. Even though I was watching the episode, rewatching it again before this podcast, I was thinking to myself, oh, I cannot stand Barbara. I don't know what it is. She just gets on my nerves. I didn't like the fact that last episode she was giving Gordon an ultimatum, like, either you tell me the truth or I'm walking out this door. And Gordon's like, see ya. Don't let the door hit your butt. I mean, come on, really? You're supposed to have your man's back. That's not having your man's back. She likes to preach all this stuff like, I'm here for you and I want to just be with you and blah, blah, blah. But then look, she throws this ultimatum to him. So I don't know. I didn't like that last episode. And it kicks off this episode where she wants to know half of his crap. And Gordon's like, and this dumb girl doesn't realize that Gordon's doing this to protect her. Even Monty, which she says something smart, is like, do you not see the people he knows? The people he knows, that he gets involved with, will kill you. So I don't like them. I don't like Barbara. And I think Barbara's going to die. I think she is, because she's putting her nose into business. And I don't blame Gordon not telling her, because look what happened last time when Gordon was honest, okay? She picks up the phone and calls the freaking newspaper. And so she's supposed to be all beyond Gordon's side. So I wouldn't tell her anything either because I couldn't trust her. You know? I mean, she's hot. Don't get me wrong. I like her. She's hot. But she's annoying. Like, chill out. Let your man. He's got it under control. Trust him. That's all. Trust the dude. But at the end, when they freaking bring him in there and the MCU is like talking to the captain, we're like, we're taking him. We're arresting him. And then they arrest Harvey. And then for the murder of the Penguin, and that was a good part between Gordon and Bullock when he's telling him, like, I didn't kill him. He's like, I know you did. He's like, no, I'm telling you, I did. That was pretty funny. I like that part. And I was wondering how they were going to get at it. And when you see the Penguin walk in, and he's like, hello, everybody, I'm a bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop- you know, I mean, that's what Gordon did for him, for Don, you know, telling him the truth, and that didn't happen. He didn't get killed by the Don. I'm wondering, though, did the Penguin do this because Gordon looked out for him? Or it's obvious the Penguin has some kind of plan with Gordon. I'm hoping that this is payback. I'm hoping that, you know, you saved me, I'm saving you kind of thing. But something tells me the Penguin has some type of alternative motive. But that was just awesome. Awesome how he came in there. And to see freaking Monty's face, like, And everybody was like, yeah, this dude's not dead, you dumbass. So that was awesome. But the only thing that I'm worried about now is you see, like, at the very, very end when it was, like, almost like a superhero cartoon, all of a sudden Gordon and Harvey just get, like, chest to chest. And then, bam, it ends. So I'm wondering how Harvey's going to take this, because this makes Harvey look really, really bad to Fish, to Don Falcone. And so I think all shit's going to hit the fan. And if anybody saw the trailer for next week, I'm going to air it at the end of this podcast. But it looks like it's going to be crazy. Like, it's going to be nuts. Like, all hell is going to break loose, because now it's going to get out that that the Penguin is alive and walking, and that Gordon didn't do what he was going to do. So, yeah. So those are my favorite parts. What else? I'm looking at my notes here, people. Let me see. Coming up, if you also want to go into the Facebook group of Gotham Addicts 2 and see what they have to say as well. It was good to see Bruce Wayne and Alfred. I like those two guys. I am not upset yet that we don't get more of them. You know, the little sprinkles of the characters. I'm liking that. I know that Amy and I talked last week of how little mini Catwoman just, like, jumps down, kicks a guy in the nuts, and runs off. I was cool with that. I want to see more of my little Catwoman, and we do get a little bit of her, but, and we'll talk about that in a few. But it was good to see Bruce Wayne and Alfred. I love Bruce Wayne and how he's in serious beast mode, and he is not taking anybody's crap. And even Alfred's like, there's a killer out there, and maybe we should go to the cabin. You happen to like it. And Bruce is like, I ain't going nowhere. He can suck it, because I'm not going anywhere. I got work to do. And that little kid is, I'm telling you, he's a little brainiac. I mean, we already know who he turns out to be, but the dude's got, man. So it's good to see all his stuff on the wall, and it's great. He's doing great detective work. I'm just waiting for Gordon to get there and check out his wall of stuff, so then Gordon can be like, dude, you've already done all the work for me. So I'm hoping that happens soon. Let's see what else. I like seeing the camaraderie of Gordon and Bullock and when they visit Dick's in the retirement home. That was cool. And that whole thing, I mean, this whole episode starts off with a 10-year flashback of Dix and Bullock. And it almost, and if you noticed, it for me, it's like almost like Bullock was like almost like Gordon, you know, a very gung-ho, let's save the day kind of thing. And, you know, Dix was like, no heroes in Gotham. Let's not be idiots about everything. And so it's kind of like the reverse. It's like flipped. Now, you know, Bullock is Dix, and young Bullock is Gordon. So it was kind of cool to see that that story, that flashback, and of course now of what's going on. And I love the guy. I don't know the actor's name that plays Dix, but I like him. I've seen him in movies. He's funny, but it was cool to see him in this. And I liked to see that Bullock does have a softer side to him of how he's paying the bill for Dix's stay there. And it's obvious. I'm guessing the kind of magazines he got him were some nudie magazines. That's what I'm thinking, because I'm thinking no car magazines, because that nurse chick wasn't too happy with that. So it was cool to see that. It's cool that there is a nice, softer teddy bear side in Bullock. Will we see it again? I don't know. But it was good to see that. We already talked about Barbara and Monty. Nygma, a.k.a. the Riddler. I don't know about you guys out there, but the more I watch every time the Riddler on TV, is it just me? But it seems like he really tries to help and wants to be liked, but everyone's just kind of mean to him, kind of bully him, but they respect him because he's smart. But then they just kind of treat him like crap. And every time somebody does something to him, I feel that makes him want to become more of a bad guy. I don't know if it's just me. It's just every time I see that, I'm like, oh, you just pissed him off. The Riddler's coming. Oh, yep, you shouldn't have been like that. The Riddler's going to come. And so it seems to me that every few minutes something happens. He's just like, you know, it's like looking in the mirror going, you know what? I try to be nice to these guys. I want to be a bad guy. So I'm waiting for that to happen. But the Riddler, it was cool to see, you know, him with that chick, Christine Kringle. He kind of reminds me of Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory on how smart he is. And it's obvious that his mouth gets him into trouble and he doesn't realize and doesn't think before he does or say things. So it's obvious that he likes this Kristen Kringle, but she's not too happy with him when she arranges all his stuff or her stuff. So it was cool to see that. I'm sure you guys saw the question mark on his coffee mug. So that's got to be a hint right there. I mean, when is that going to happen? When do you guys think that's going to happen? When do you think this season we're going to get Enigma turning into the Riddler? Or is that going to – do you think we're not going to be able to see that this season and we'll get out of it? I don't know. I hope to see that soon. What else? Any time you see the Penguin and his mom together. I love the mom. I cannot remember her name. You guys know when we first saw her, the internet exploded because she's old school. She's old school movies, and she's just awesome at what she does, the characters and everything else. So it's cool to see her back in Gotham. It was good to see Penguin, you know, loving his mom. I thought they were going to hate each other, you know, when he gets there and she starts thinking that he's been with a woman and he's not. I was like, oh, damn, this is not going to be a good relationship. But it's obvious that the mom just looks out for her little baby. And so I'm curious to see how that's going to turn out. Because if you noticed, I noticed in the beginning it was cool, the bathtub scene where he starts saying that he has a friend and it's a cop and she's trying to tell him not to get involved with the cop. And then all of a sudden we see, you know, he's like, well, everything's going to go in a right direction in that sense. And he's got that look in his eye. And as she's kind of sponge bathing him, she kind of like takes a couple steps back and is like, okay. So I'm wondering if she's doing that because, you know, that's my boy and I'm worried about him. Or does she see a side in him that's coming? Like, does she think like, this is not my boy? I don't know. For some reason, I feel that she sees something that we haven't seen yet. So, and he's starting to change and get bigger balls. I mean, look what he did, you know, when he showed up at Barbara's house, and look what he did at this end of this episode. So, the Penguin is definitely making some moves, and I love it because I like the Penguin. I mean, I like Gordon. He's great. Ben McKenzie is great at Gordon. I love the actor who's plays Bullock. I love Bullock's character, even his comment about the drugs and if the doctor was giving away free pills, he'd want some. He's just awesome. He just adds. The character's really good, but the Penguin's just really – I mean, I don't know if it's just the way that he acts, but then also just the way he's on screen. You know, like when you see him, you notice the Penguin, and I like that. So kudos to that. What else? I think that's it. Oh, Mini Catwoman. That was cool. I like my little Mini Catwoman. Another sprinkle of the mini cat. She comes in, which am I the only one that feels that considering it's Bruce Wayne, his security system is not the best at all, okay? Because little mini cat woman was able to jump over the wall, no security cams, nothing caught her, and was she able to get in. Now, I know some of y'all are probably thinking, hello, it's the cat woman, but this is Bruce Wayne. Okay, I figured something, some kind of alarm would have gone off. A dog would have barked, something. But it was cool to see her pop in there. I love the little actress that plays Catwoman. I love her facial expressions and the tilt of the head. It reminds me of a cat. So she comes in there and she gets in there and she grabs that little silver box. And I'm wondering what's in that box. And is it going to be something valuable? Is Bruce going to wake up and go, where's my box my mom gave to me? And are we finally going to see Bruce and Catwoman kind of talk? She's kind of watching over him. Does she like him? Does she feel bad for him? What's the story of that? And we haven't got any of that yet. And I know we have plenty of time, but I'm impatient and I want to see more of that. So, I'm kind of curious to see what's going on with Catwoman. Little Mini Cat is what I call her. And this silver box. And I think that's it, right? I think that's it. I mean, overall, I thought this episode was great. Gotham so far has not yet to disappoint me. It's just one episode after another episode. And so it's cool. I'm enjoying this this series. The show is great. Next week it's going to be called Penguin's Umbrella. So we're going to see a little bit of the Penguin, I'm guessing. You're going to hear it in a few, but it's obviously that Fish Mooney and Don Falcone are not happy campers that Gordon didn't do what he was supposed to do. And now I'm going to check this out before I end the show. I'm going to check out Gotham Addicts on Facebook. It's a group. And like I said, Gotham Addicts on Twitter. Then you click the link and bam, there they are. There's like, 942 members in here. And it's pretty cool because they're fans of Gotham. So I see some Jabari just posted up some posters. Let's see here. How old do you think Oswald Cobblepot is? And people are talking about that. There's a little story here about the little girl that plays Mini Catwoman, Cameron Bikondova. I messed that name up, but there's a little something there. Here's something here. Did anyone see what Selina took from Bruce's desk? It's killing me. That's from Angie. And we kind of talked about that right now, right? And some kind of silver box. So everybody's kind of saying the same thing. Silver box. It's probably something valuable belonging to Bruce. Let's see, a small metal box. So no one really knows. And so we're kind of all waiting to see what happens. And then we have something here. Brett Worthington does a little something. Gotham Addicts present the Dynamic Duel, a weekly segment hosted by Kyle White and myself, following the infamous relationship of young Bruce Wayne and Alfred Pennyworth. So you can check that out right there. That's pretty cool. Gotham damn never disappointed. That's true. That's from Joshua. And then some other cool stuff here. This was posted 4 hours ago by Philip. Venom and Bane. You are what you inject. So some really cool stuff here. So like I said, Gotham Addicts, check them out on Twitter. And if you go on Twitter, their link up there in the descriptions and the little bio, and hopefully you can join the group and talk Gotham with all of us and everything else. I always post our show, our recap show in there and everything else, just in case you can't listen to it live. But I think that's pretty much it. You know, I loved the little mini stories. It didn't get it still bothered me. I can't figure the word out. Like, the main story is the freaking goat. It wasn't overpowered. There you go. It wasn't overpowered. So you got a little bit of everything. You got the goat story and then the little stories in between. So I thought that was great. So kudos. I keep saying it. Kudos to the writers and everything, the way that it was directed and the way it was shot. I'm telling you, it's really good. I love Gotham. So that's pretty much it. Like I said, we'll be back next week. Amy McCracken will be back, and we'll be talking more of Gotham. It's going to be called Penguin's Umbrella, and I'm about to play the little trailer. But before I go, I just want to remind everybody that we do these shows live. But if you miss it and you want to hear some of the past ones, you can always go to thevro.com. That is the main website, the main blog, the main matrix is what I call it. Thevro.com. And that's you can find everything Gotham there, plus other shows that we recap as well. If you're a fan of Sleepy Hollow, The Walking Dead, Once Upon a Time, The Originals, The Vampire Diaries, just different shows, Scandal, check them out. Check out the site. Everything is there. If you want to check out Variety Radio Online on social media, here's where you need to go, what you need to follow. They got a Facebook page, Variety Radio Online, Variety Radio Online on YouTube, Instagram, and Tumblr, and you can follow them on Twitter at the VRO, and like I said, thevro.com, that's a website. If you want to check out me, my blog of movie stuff, all the good stuff that I got on there, giveaways, check out iwatchmike.com, that is me, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram. My YouTube channel is iWatchMike, and I think that's pretty much it, y'all. So I appreciate you guys staying with me tonight and listening to the show. I just like to rant about my favorite parts because I'm just a fan of the show. So we'll be back next week to talk more Gotham, and here's how it's going to go down next week.
Next Monday, Gotham's Day of Reckoning.
Gordon didn't kill Penguin like he was told.
He's here.
You want to start a war over the guy that carried your umbrella?
He knows things.
They want to push me, I'll push right back.
I think I know the spot to hit him.
Where is Gordon?
He wouldn't come without a struggle.
I'll send Victor.
Hey, Jim! Jim!
Try something.
Gotham, followed by Sleepy Hollow. All new next Monday on Fox.